All right. Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Monday, March 29th, 10:49 p.m. I know a lot of y'all was looking for me Sunday. I got sidetracked, man. A lot of shit going on. And I want to talk about tonight, three cases that's in the news right now, and just give you my take on the shit real quick. Make sure you guys tune in, tap in to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast on Instagram. So check out that page. A lot of information, a lot of great information on that page. Of course, click the link in the description of every episode on the podcast, and it'll take you to our merch page and get some merch, support the movement. Thank you to everybody that's been supporting and being giving me a lot of feedback. I really do appreciate it. But yeah, man, I got three stories I wanna talk about tonight. Let me get myself together. All right, the first story I want to talk about is Deshaun Watson, man. Deshaun Watson, for the people who don't know, is a black quarterback, a great quarterback who played for the Houston Texans. He's been there since 2017. You haven't heard a peep out of Deshaun Watson until a few months ago. He said he wanted to be traded to another team because Houston garbage. They got inept management over there. They've been fucking up, wasting his talent. So he wanted to get out of there and go to a place where he can win. And you can't blame him for that shit because Houston garbage. They've been garbage. They was garbage before he got there. They had a garbage-ass coach. And said he won't out. Next thing you know, he started getting different lawsuits from different women accusing him of sexual misconduct. Now, keep in mind, no charges have been filed against Deshaun, but it's 19 lawsuits that's been filed against him. 19, three today. So he had three just today. So yeah, man, it's crazy. I'm gonna read a little bit of what they got on ESPN coming out of Houston. It say three new lawsuits accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and inappropriate conduct were filed Sunday night, including one that claims the Houston quarterback is deleting Instagram messages and contacting the women who formerly provided him massages in an attempt to settle those cases. All three lawsuits accuse Watson of sexual assaulting women during massage sessions by purposely touching them with his penis, and state that his behavior is part of a disturbing pattern. The third lawsuit also includes the accusation that Watson is deleting Instagram messages and contacting the plaintiffs as a result of the repeated lawsuit against him. Plaintiffs have not brought these cases for money or attention. Instead, plaintiffs seek a change in behavior with regards to Watson and a change of culture in the NFL, said the lawsuit filed by the Houston attorney Tony Busby, Watson attorney Rusty Harden, said Monday in a statement that Watson has not deleted any Instagram messages over the last 2 weeks and categorically denied his client contacted any other women directly. And he said, like a lot of people, Deshaun regularly deletes past Instagram messages. Harden said he hasn't deleted any messages since March 15th, the day before the first lawsuit was filed. We categorically deny he has reached out directly to his accusers in an attempt to settle these cases. Now, you got a few other women who gave Deshaun a massage, and they gave him like more than one massage. Like, so some of their stories is a little shaky. If somebody assaulted you one time, why would you keep going back? You know what I mean? Why would you go back three times, two times, or however many times? You shouldn't want to go back anymore. And it's just amazing to me that all this comes out after he tell the Texans he don't want to play for their ass no more. We hadn't heard a peep out this kid, and now since he don't want to play for the Texans, boom. That's when you start hearing and seeing all these lawsuits, and they want to ruin his career and hurt his legacy. And I think it's some bullshit, man. I think it's some bullshit. If you ever want to bring down a powerful man, all you had to do is talk about sexual conduct, sexual misconduct. And there it is. You fuck from the get-go. Now, if it was any sexual misconduct, then hey, he deserved to lose all the lawsuits that's filed against him. But what you have to keep in mind, no charges have been filed against Deshaun Watson. No, like, the police haven't arrested him. The police are not even, it's not even a case, an open investigation going on with the police against Deshaun Watson. It's been no evidence, they say, no substantial evidence for them to even do anything to him. Now, of course, the NFL is investigating him, and they had to investigate him. And hey, but at the end of the day, no charges have been brought against Deshaun Watson. That's what we need to keep in mind. I hope this doesn't fuck up his career, and I hope he can get past this. I think, I'm gonna be honest, I think a lot of it is bullshit. I think it's just bullshit. I think they just railroad my man. So, like I said, hope we can get through the bullshit. I just felt compelled to talk about it. Let me know how you feel. You can go to our Instagram page, Too Hard to Swallow Podcast. A lot of great information on there, man. So, yeah, love to hear from you. And let's go to the next story. The next story is, of course, Georgia voting laws, bro. Georgia had a record turnout this past election. They pretty much helped Biden get in there. They got two Democratic senators, one black senator, the first ever in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. And you think everything was looking on the up and up, and then boom. Republicans got together and passed this bill so fucking quick, man. It was fucking ridiculous. And they even arrested a goddamn state representative, Park Cannon of Atlanta, for knocking on the door of the governor, trying to ask him what was up with the bill. They arrested her ass. They didn't even arrest the motherfucking terrorists who ran up on the Capitol that quick. Some of them motherfuckers out of jail now. So we seeing the bullshit. And it's fucked up. I'm sad that I can't say that it's surprising because it's not surprising at all. I want to read a quick thing about this thing. Quick. Let me see. Well, I'm trying to see where exactly I'm gonna stop at. All right. So you can check this article out on Rolling Stone, man. And it says Republicans in the state of Georgia muscled through a sweeping new law that will dramatically roll back access to the ballot box in the nation's most hotly contested battleground state. The new law, passed by both chambers of the state legislature and signed by Governor Brian Kemp on Thursday, is designed specifically to address the controversies that engulfed the peach state after the 2020 election, when Joe Biden narrowly beat Donald Trump and the two new Democratic U.S. senators were elected from Georgia, tilting the balance of power in the chamber. All right. Now, let's get to one of the most important parts. What's in the bill? All right. What's in the bill? It has measures designed to make it harder for Georgians to vote and register, and easier for fringe groups to challenge their registration. It criminalizes line warming or offering food and water to individuals waiting to vote, a practice that has become popular as the Georgia GOP has dramatically reduced the number of polling places over the past 10 years, increasing the amount of time voters, especially voters in mostly black precincts, must wait in line to cast their ballot. So basically what it's saying, over the last 10 years, Georgia is a lot of black people in Georgia. Lot of people in Georgia, a lot of people live in Georgia, and they reduce the polling places. So that means you're not gonna get in and out to vote. Period. You can't get in and out. You're gonna have to wait in long lines. And that's designed to keep you from voting because they know the average motherfucker will say, man, fuck this shit. I ain't trying to vote. I ain't got this type of time. I got to go to work. I got to do this. So, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get back to that in a second, but let me go to this next thing. And the new law also allows for unlimited challenges to a voter's registration, a tactic that has been used to racially profile voters, intimidate them from voting, or knock them off the voter rolls completely. Right, and check this out. Among the new laws, other provisions are restrictions on mail-in voting. Voters will be required to provide either their driver's license or a state ID number or a photocopy of their identification to cast a mail-in ballot. It also bans third-party groups from sending absentee ballots application to voters and ends the use of portable polling sites like the mobile voting buses used in Democratic Fulton County last cycle. So basically what they're saying, any group can challenge the election, and they have an unlimited amount of challenges. So any racist group can say, hey, we don't agree with this shit. But hey, on the other side of it, the Democrat can challenge the, if a Republican win, the Democrat can say, hey, it's we gonna challenge this shit. We don't agree with this shit. Let's do it over. So that's basically what it is. They gonna try to keep making motherfuckers vote over, do over, and eventually what's gonna happen? People gonna be like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't got time to keep voting over and over again. And it's just a bunch of bullshit, man. It's a bunch of bullshit. These motherfuckers have been trying to keep black people from voting from for years. And to all the black people out there that I talk to and know that I always say, man, fuck that voting shit. Don't nothing ever happen. This is a prime example right here. If voting didn't matter, why the fuck would they work so hard to keep your black ass from voting? And to my people who didn't hear me, if voting did not matter, why the fuck would they work so hard to keep your black ass from voting? If it wasn't no point in voting, why would they work so hard to keep our ancestors from voting and to keep us from voting? You hear what I'm saying? So it got to be a point to this shit. We going to continue to vote. Black people is outnumbering white people in America. It's coming. I'm in the blackest state in America, Mississippi. They don't even talk about this shit. It's a bunch of niggas down there. And they swear it's only 40 million black people in the United States, but black people don't take a census, man. We don't do census. So they telling us it's 40 million. It's probably 100 million eyes running around here. So that's bullshit. So our numbers are getting stronger. So if our numbers wouldn't be getting stronger, they wouldn't have to worry about rigging elections and voter suppression and avoiding paying us reparations. But we gonna get all that. We gonna get the fucking reparations. You can do this backhanded bullshit with this voting laws all you want to. It's not gonna stop shit. We still gonna turn elections and we still gonna win fucking elections. Period. Because we starting to outnumber you motherfuckers. So fuck that shit. Fuck the bullshit. Go out there and vote. To all the black people who don't think they need to vote, fuck you. This is a prime example of why you need to vote. All right. Let me go to the next story, man. All right. Last but not least, I had to talk about this shit. Amazon in Alabama is trying to get a union, man. And the votes ended today. And of course, let me read you an article out of NPR. Historic Amazon union vote counts begin this week for Alabama warehouse. And that's the title of the article. All right, let's go. Okay, the vote count for one of the most consequential union elections in recent history begins this week. The results could lead Amazon's first unionized warehouse in America. Voting officially ends Monday for some 500 for some 5,800 Amazon warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, who have been casting ballots by mail on whether to unionize. It's the first union election in years at Amazon, the country's second largest private employer with 800,000 workers. So, hey, union and voting go hand in hand. Why? Because the powers that be always trying to keep the little guy down. And they know if people come together, it's more us than it is them, and we can make change. So I pray that you guys in Bessemer, Alabama, vote and get this union in here. Amazon building a plant in Canton, Mississippi. And I hope them motherfuckers smart enough and learn from Nissan to get a union. Nissan in Canton, Mississippi tried to get a union a few years ago. Shit fell through because you had a lot of dumb motherfuckers who felt like, man, if I vote this union in, they gonna lay us off and all that other bullshit. So they didn't pass it. And now they in the motherfucker getting fired, falling out, hurt, getting COVID and shit. You working right beside people with COVID. They not telling you. And those same dumb motherfuckers who didn't vote for the union, now they like, damn, we should have voted for it. So anybody who don't vote for unions, who against unionizing, fuck you. You a fucking idiot. Anybody who work in a factory and you don't want a union, you a fucking fool. Straight up. If you working on an assembly line in any factory and you believe you don't need a union, fuck you. You dumb as a motherfucker. You need to read some fucking books. So hopefully Amazon in Alabama gets a union. And if not, if it don't go through, hey, all my people working there, keep fighting, man. You'll get that shit one day. And you guys making history, all the people that voted for the union, they'll thank you. Because we got to move this country forward. This is still the greatest country in the world, but we got a lot of problems. And we gotta fix this shit. And together, we all can fix it. You know what I'm saying? So, voting and union go hand in hand. Never forget that. They always trying to take away your vote, and they always trying to keep you from unionizing. So you can make change. And all the people at the top trying to keep all the money and shit. They not trying to spread that shit around. So, hey. It's time for a change. Like Sam Cooke said, change gonna come. I really believe that shit. I know I went long this time, but I had a lot of shit to talk about. This is probably my longest podcast ever in the history of me doing this shit. And I've been doing this shit for a few years now. And hey man, thank you guys for listening. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. Go check out the Instagram page, Too Hard to Swallow podcast on Instagram. Go get the merch. It's going to be a link in the description of every episode that'll take you straight there. Get some hoodies, get some t-shirts and shit. Right now, everything is all in white. But hey, it is what it is. We're going to keep evolving. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep enlightening one another. Reach out to me. Let me know how you feel. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tapping in. And yeah, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I am Bobby Cruder Jr. And thanks for listening. Until next time.